Shut up and sit down.
Hello and welcome to episode 47 of Geek Grills, a podcast in which geeky women and sometimes guests gather to record topical conversation and offer it to the masses. The Geek Grills podcast is wholly supported by our patrons. You can become a patron today at patreon.com/grills. So I am the Jen, and I am here with my co-host September, aka 9 of 12.
Hi!
And today we have some amazing guests. We have Ryan and her husband Josh, aka the Rambos. Now I know these wonderful nerds through LARP originally when I was living in California, and they've been embarking on an adventure together, and so we're just really happy to have them today. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Well, welcome to our fun little cast. So everybody, what have you been up to, Ember?
Well, not anywhere near enough geeky stuff. Just been too busy with my house falling apart. I did go to the gym, and I was having a day where I was like all frustrated about all kinds of things, so I totally overdid it, and I hurt my abs so bad. Like, I woke up in the morning, and I thought I was having stomach cramping. I couldn't separate it from, oh no, it was external, because I just hurt myself. But that's okay, all the rest of the owies were good, healthy, sore. I feel stronger, so I have to get my butt back there. I just finally got a new armband thing for my phone for Mother's Day, so I can listen to my workout mix while I'm there.
Hold on. I just want to know what's on your workout mix.
Do you really? Oh boy. I've got Amanda Palmer, and I've got Bare Naked Ladies, and I've got quite an interesting, weird combination of, like,
no, that's good stuff, though. Like, I could feel that being fun.
I had, like, a workout mix that was a little more calm, then I had one that was really, like, right, like, all the punk rock stuff and metal. And now I only have one, because ever since I lost, like, my phone, I had to replace my phone, and I've only rebuilt one mix, but it's fun. I'll leave a list for you somewhere sometime.
That sounds fun.
I went to a tap takeover by Foothills Brewery, which is one of my favorite breweries locally, but it was at Wine Maestro, and I met a guy who just started podcasting, and it was really cool. His friend, female friend he was with, had a Totoro wallet, and I was just like, ooh, hi, I want to talk to people, and then it ended up being this really great conversation. It's Tanuki Cast. He's been doing YouTube channel game reviews, and he just started converting it into a podcast. So made a little network connection there, thanks to our friend Totoro.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. And Ryan, what have you been up to?
I've been rereading American Gods in preparation for the TV show, which just had its second episode air last weekend. So I've been both reading and watching that. Trying to get back into writing, a lot of dancing, because belly dance is my primary form of fitness activity. And Josh and I have been doing a lot of backyard upgrades recently. It's starting to look really neat back there.
That's awesome. And Josh, what about you? What's world been like for you?
I just finished recording an album. I have a hip hop project that I'm doing right now. Like Ryan was saying, a lot of backyard house projects and whatnot. Building a pond and a waterfall and big deck, and we just assembled a fire pit last night. I've been doing some woodwork for my studio and my audio studio in here. I just built a couple of monitor stands and a shelf for my computer. So yeah, being handy.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's awesome. Oh my gosh,
we are the living embodiment of Pinterest right
now. I think that sometimes. So let's see, what have I been up to? So I've been watching all of Bill Nye Saves the World, thanks to the episode I watched for our last recording.
I told you so.
I did go back and watch a whole bunch. So yeah, if you didn't listen to last episode, go back and listen. It was a fun chat that Nine and I had about Bill Nye. An episode of Bill Nye that spawned a great conversation. I have been playing a lot of Heroes, like just an incredible amount of Heroes of the Storm. It is the only game I really feel like playing right now. There's the changes to the loot boxes and all of the gotta catch them all attitude of getting the skins and feeling like I'm getting presents every couple of games. Really been having a really great time. And I actually may promote to Bronze 3. I have a promotion game right now, so I might even move up to Bronze 3, so I'm climbing the little ladder.
Damn our time zones.
I know. I have been streaming more often my Heroes, which has been fun to get a couple people on and stream it on Twitch, and of course people are... It's been a pretty good time. I've been doing a little bit more painting, of course, of my models, and then more Pathfinder D&D and other traditional nerditude. looking forward to D&D later today, looking forward to... I have to tell a story real quick. So on Friday, I was playing my Dwarf Inquisitor, which I spoke about the fact I was going to be playing this Dwarf Inquisitor. So we were there, and we were fighting this gross mold, negative energy, evil monster thing. I have no idea what it was. But all I know is that I hit the garbage out of it, and then it exploded, and I had already taken a whole bunch of damage, and then the DM was asking for... he asked for 16 six-sided dice for dice to deal damage of one type, and then he asked for all of us to pool together like another 11 six-sided die to pool together a different type of damage. And I'm thinking, oh my god, I'm gonna die. So we total it all up from the damage I had taken before and the damage from everything. And the total was 129 damage that I got dealt. I had 130 hit points. So my little dwarf proved that you only need one. And I felt like such a badass. Anyway, okay. That's my uber nerd story of the week. It was a really fun time, though. It was really fun learning the Pathfinder system, playing around with a character I haven't played before. In the group that I'm playing with on Friday nights, I have fun RP, so that's enjoyable too. Especially because I don't get to LARP anymore, and I do miss that. So with that, I think it is time for the Geek Grapevine. So this first article, was posted by one of our patrons, Anna. So Anna, thank you so much for sharing this with us. This is absolutely something that I want to make sure that we talk about. I actually talked about it at great length yesterday to the internet on Twitch and got on my soapbox a little bit. But Ember, I'm sure you'll have some reaction to this too. Essentially what happened is a woman playing Overwatch recorded a match that was 16 minutes long of some douches basically sexually harassing her in really gross and disgusting ways for 16 minutes. And so she took it and she posted it to the internet, put it on YouTube, and it's been moving around over the last couple days. And I'm glad because it is disgusting. And I want to make sure that people know that that is not an okay way to treat lady gamers. And I just respect her a lot for her courage to share that with everybody. I know, Ember, you had some strong feelings about this, definitely.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was pretty heinous, and I was really set off by the guy who was like, this isn't sexual harassment, this is gender equality. I'm like, dude, eat a bag of dicks. That is a fucking ridiculous thing to say. And did you ever find out, like, what, you just assume when you're gaming, like, they're all dudes, I guess? Like, I don't assume that, but have you ever seen somebody find out it was a guy and start talking about his dick or saying, oh no, we have a guy on the team, we're totally gonna lose now? Like, can you imagine us doing that in like the grills match we had or whatever? I just, no. So
yeah, exactly. Like the community is
only sarcastically.
yeah, maybe sarcastically, sure, you know. But like, I think there's a level of and one of the quotes, so yeah, saying that it was a quality, I think one of the precious lines that particularly set me off was, mercy, heal me, I won't call you ugly again. Just kidding, you're probably ugly.
Wow.
And it's like, whoa.
Let his ass die.
Yeah, and then he was like, what did he say? He said, oh, her setup's probably in the kitchen since she's a woman. And I'm like, oh, my God. like, seriously? So I
classics there.
exactly. Yeah, like 19. All right. But the one thing that I really took back from this is that, one, I really love and appreciate my communities because I would never get treated like this. And if anybody ever did, they'd get sent to the door. I know for a fact that there were times when I was gaming with Dills on Discord and somebody comes into the Twitch channel and makes some comment like, oh, look at that. And like and making something really derogatory about me being a woman or a female gamer or something. And they get banhammered like immediately. Like the mods in there are like, nope.
Yep.
we don't put up with that shit. So I...
On the irony of that last night when you were talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
And like, good way to prove the point, douchebags. Like, yeah. I had to use a banhammer like 3 times in that hour, I think.
Yeah.
Guys were, you fill up half the screen. And oh my God.
It was like, you know what, guys? Oh, one of my favorites is like, when
are you a feminist?
Yeah.
That was my favorite. The first one.
Are you a feminist? Well, maybe. Like, does that matter? Is that a problem? And you know what you're getting. I mean, shit, my webcam's right there. If you don't like me, then don't watch me. Like, move on. But yeah, I've definitely been spoiled by the good communities that I participate in on the internet. And so I was just really surprised that the kind of thing that I experienced back in the early 2000s is still so present today with these kind of situations. And that's a real bummer. But I'd like to share it. And Anna, thanks again for submitting that. All of our patrons, you don't even have to be a patron to submit stuff to us. You can email it to us, geekgirls at gmail.com. So geekgirls@gmail.com. Or if you just want to send us a Twitter with a link of something that you think would be good for the show, we love to get that stuff. So it's awesome.
Yeah, we got great feedback on Facebook this week, too.
We sure did. So this one is a little bit of me being a dinosaur nerd. So there was a fossil that was found, and it's really crazy. This guy was, yeah, I love fossils. So, I love this kind of stuff. So in the June issue, so apparently back in March of 2011, this guy was using a mechanical backhoe. And then he hit something that was, like, much harder than the surrounding rock. And so he was like, okay, well, what's this? Essentially, what he found was a 2,500-pound dinosaur fossil that was pretty much intact like a statue. So what they did is they had to ship, like, the whole block back so that they could clear it out. But essentially, it was a nodosaur, which is a armor-plated critter. I don't know. It has... Yeah, it could be, yeah. But it's just really crazy how mind-bogglingly, like, just rare it is to find something like that. And then having it be so intact was really helpful and really fascinating. So I'll make sure to link the article. It's got some really great pictures and really, really cool. Could you imagine just like, oh, I'm doing my job in this mine, working this backhoe, and like, oh, what's that? Oh, cool. It's
yeah, truth be told, I didn't believe it when I first saw it. Like, I was scrolling through Facebook and I thought it was something about Godzilla, and I almost kept scrolling. I almost didn't stop for it.
Yeah, because there are so many of those too. Like, oh, what the Dead Sea Scrolls are like really saying, and it's like really just an advertisement, and you're like, all right, thanks.
Yeah, well, it look at its face. Yeah. It looks like the Godzilla from like it looks like 90s Godzilla. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong at all. It totally does. But I think the one where they do his like the what they think he looked like, the how he likely appeared. I would just like to note that he's pretty adorable, and I would love to put a leash on that guy and give him a walk. Like, he's kind of cute in a weird
walk him. You could practically. I guess they're a lot smaller than that. Like the way it's close up in the picture, it's like, could I ride this thing? Yeah. Is this my new war mount?
I would be fine with that too, honestly. That is a cool looking dude. So yeah, so fossils are awesome. What a crazy, absolutely insane find. So Ember, you've got a little link here to try to get people into Star Wars extras.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this?
This is near me, and somebody posted this, and they posted it like it's, they don't know if this is real, and the site looks a little shady, but please let it be real. There's a story saying that the next Star Wars movie is going to be filmed here near Asheville, and they need hundreds of extras. So I am going to keep researching, and if anybody out there knows and gets the skinny, I don't think I'm signed up for any casting stuff anymore, but I'm going to be digging through, because if I can, you know, it's one of those things. Even if I'm in a stormtrooper suit, something, like, I want to be in there. I'll be in the background somewhere.
Yeah, if there would be a chance to do something like that, absolutely. Yeah, that would be amazing.
It's only like 90 minutes for me. I am so there.
I hope it's real. I really hope it's real. Okay. To be a Hutt? You know what? Okay. Aw. All right. You just want to be a gay.
Just remember the Halloween costume with the accompanying Dominatrix Leia costume.
I was going to say.
That was something we talked about once.
And do you just want to... And then just, like, having her push you around and then in her sexy slave Leia outfit. Oh, Rambo the Hutt. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm dying right now. That's hilarious. Okay, so we all know what my favorite genre of news story is. And apparently, Ember... doesn't let us down yet again. So she poured some sugar on this news story because in Tracy, California, on Interstate 5 on Friday, an estimated 300 pounds of honey spilled out onto the road.
Oh, wow.
Well, that was actually back in March.
Oh, was it in March? Okay, it was in Friday. That's okay. That's recent.
Yeah.
Still.
300 pounds of honey.
And it caught on fire.
Oh my God, of course it did. Oh, wow. Of course it did.
There was honey and fire and bees.
Oh my God, and bees. Yeah. The crash involving a big red carrying beehives. Oh my gosh. So the honey spilled out into the lanes and bees were also flying around the crash scene. Wow. Holy hell. All right. So, you know what? We've talked about, like, which ones would be the hardest to clean up. I feel like fire, honey, and bees has definitely got to be towards the top.
Sticky, stingy, and burning. Yeah. Well, you know what? The fire is the easiest of those three to deal
indeed.
With.
Yeah, indeed. I don't know about the...
It's like... I think the bees would be the hardest part because they're, like, actual living things that are, like, flying around and defending themselves. And if people get too close, they will kill themselves trying to defend themselves from the people. So I think, really, the hardest cleanup would be the bees if you have any desire to keep them intact.
You know, also, but on another note, smoke makes bees docile.
So... Oh, that's true. They do smoke them to, like, that's exactly what they do. I don't know. Yeah. That's crazy, though. Good Lord. That's a good one, Ember. Good find.
Yeah, that was pretty spectacular. I was like, oh my gosh. Oh my Jen likes spill stories. I don't know how we're going to top this one.
I do love spill stories. They're so fun.
I'm actually picturing one of those cartoons, like, you know, where the dog is, like, in the house on fire. I'm like, this is fine. It's like bees going, this is fine.
Right. I like that one. Oh, it's fine. Oh, God.
You know, they sell plushies of that dog.
I need it in my life.
They sell plushies of that
I
dog.
I need him in my life.
I need him in my life. Wow.
I might have to go on a nerd hunt and find that. All right.
I'll have to ask my friend where she got her.
So today I have brought the Rambo. Well, we have brought the Rambos on to our lovely little show to talk about kind of. I've been using the word journey a lot because I find like it's a better way to talk about this. So a couple episodes back, Ember and I had a chat where we regaled tales of the
the silly, crazy fad diets that we've done, the really stupid ones like the lemonade diet and other things that are not actually healthy for you, or things that we luckily didn't try that might actually kill us, like eating cotton balls.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so we talked about fad diets, and I think Ember and I poked a little bit of fun about the silly things that are out there. And so we decided that it would be a good idea to have a conversation about positive health journeys and kind of what's been implemented to be healthier. And so that's the big reason why I brought the Rambos on, because when I was thinking about this topic, all I could think of is the live videos that you guys have been doing, sharing your journey. I see the hashtag Life Soldier in my Facebook all the time. And the nice thing is that even though I'm hundreds of miles away, I have this moment of, yeah, they're doing it, I can do it too, because I have on my own little health journey. So that was the big motivation behind, you know, getting you guys on and talking about it. I also, just a side note of, you know, in nerddom, sometimes there's that whole thing where nerds are sometimes considered unhealthy or whatnot and all that. So it's kind of nice.
So.
I know. We've all known some LARPers that don't take care of themselves. So, you know, it's just one of those things that I thought you guys would be great guests to talk about that. So, you know, I know you mentioned belly dancing and whatnot. So, Ryan, just kind of a little bit more about who you are, you know, kind of what your journey is right now and kind of what you're doing with your...
All right, see, you just want the recent stuff, not my whole life story about how I've struggled since I was 10 years old and all.
No.
Okay, so the recent stuff. Okay, so I peaked my weight at somewhere over 270. Our scale was unreliable at the time, so we don't know how bad got. But I decided that as of the first of this year, I was going to make it my goal to close all of my activity rings every day. Activity rings, it's this thing on the Apple Watch, which I've had one for almost 2 years now since they were released. There is an activity app on there where you close these three rings. One is for standing up for at least a minute out of 12 different hours in the day. One is for getting 30 minutes of exercise, you know, elevated heart rate activity. And the third is a variable ring for a calorie burn goal for movement. And I decided to make it my goal that I was going to close all three of these rings every day. And with the exception of one day in early January where I missed my stand goal, so far I've been doing that. And it started off with just me every day plugging in my one of my favorite dance DVDs. It's this TV show. It was on Fit TV like a decade ago called Shimmy. And I would play through one episode every day. Didn't matter if I'm crampy and bloated, if I'm tired and cranky. No matter what, every day I was going to do at least an episode. I was going to close all my rings. And I think last week was my like 16th or 17th perfect week. I've been keeping an album going on my Facebook where I mark my perfect weeks and any other achievements that I get through that app. And lately we've been doing more of a push, like how many times can we close the rings and crazy stuff like that. But yeah, that was the main thing. Minimum, I got to get my 30 minutes every day. I got to close all my rings every day.
You know, I have to say the one thing I really love about your approach, and this is something I definitely have respected, about the fact that you have said, okay, I know that it's hard for me to want to exercise, so you find a way to get your movement, your high heart rate in a genre of exercise that you enjoy, like the fact that you love dance and that's something that you can do. I think that's so powerful. And like, that's one of the things that when people are like, oh, I don't like to exercise, you don't have to go and sit at the gym. If that's not your thing, yeah, there are so many different ways to get that exercise. that can be way more fun than just being on a treadmill or an elliptical for however amount of time.
Yeah, no, and I hate running. It's like, I like doing the elliptical every once in a while just because it's a fun way to change it up. But my primary exercise are my various belly dance DVDs. I've got a growing collection of belly dance DVDs. It's getting a little ridiculous, but I love them and I won't give them up. And then on days when I don't feel like dancing, I still got my 360 with my Kinect in a bunch of games. So it's like, let's see, I'll play Kinect Adventures or slap some balls around, as Josh puts it. Or,
I feel like that could be taken a few ways.
It's meant to be. And or I'll play Your Shape Fitness Evolved, you know, which came out in the same year that the Kinect came out. So, you know, it's a matter of finding something that you enjoy doing. And I feel like I have. Yeah,
that's awesome. So, Josh, what about you? Like, where's introduce yourself.
Yeah. So, my name is Josh, and I'm a fatty.
my name is Josh, and I'm a hut. No, I'm just kidding. That's right, what I say to myself. That's what I say to myself. So that's the only reason I feel like it's okay to say that.
And by hut, I mean gangsta.
Exactly. What did you mean? No.
Right. So. But yeah, no, I too have struggled with, you know, my weight my entire life. Grandma always told me to finish my plate, and it didn't matter where we were at, and so that meant eating a lot of food. And so, but anyway, like recently, Brian actually started doing the whole exercise thing before I did. Admittedly, when she started her workout stuff, I was not in the right headspace to even like think about that kind of stuff because I was stressed about, you know, doing my music. I had like, you know, we were both trying to figure out like, you know, what we're going to do like career wise, like, you know, like we're going to be moving. There was a lot on my mind at the time. And I just kind of put that side of it out of my head and let her do her thing. But our work, working at Apple, they did a fitness challenge. They have a whole department called the Wellness Group. They did this whole, like, you know, close the rings challenge that I was talking about, like, you know, how she always closes her rings. And I kind of like begrudgingly said, all right, yeah, I'll go ahead and do it with you. We can be on a team together. But
I would just like to make a quick note there with this whole begrudging thing, if you don't mind.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so as part of this challenge, we also discovered that it gave us a free premium account with this app called Lose It. And it was actually his idea to start tracking calories and watch it from the diet standpoint.
Right.
So that was actually really excited when we both got into that. But that was his idea, and I just want to make sure he gets credit for that.
Yeah. I was going to get there.
Okay, anyway, I'm hopping
on. Can I just make a nerdy note for a sec?
Yeah.
Have you noticed, because I use, I have an Apple Watch too, mm-hmm. The achievement icons all look like Gallifreyan to me.
Gallifreyan. I'm not familiar with the term, actually.
Like the Doctor Who language. It's this circular stuff with all these little lines in it.
Totally see that. You're absolutely
They kind of do before they fill in with the color. They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yesterday, I actually was looking at mine, and there's a Mother's Day one, and it was like, walk a mile on Mother's Day, and my reaction was kind of like, no.
Well, that's what we will be doing after the show.
Yeah, that's actually what we're doing later today.
I feel perfectly free. I'm taking the mom card and not.
So, but yeah, no, it was shortly in signing up for, like, you know, the challenge and everything that, you know, brought me back to the wellness webpage. And I was like, oh, wow, we get a free account with Lose It. And I had used the application before, but was kind of like put off by the database that they had at the time for, like, their food tracking. It was, like, not easy to use at all. This was several years ago. But they have made some massive improvements. And I was like, yeah, no, I can do this. And so I was like, hey, Ryan, guess what we're doing? So it kind of became this, like it turned into, like, you know, it went from us, like, starting to do this little challenge thing, like, you know, that was probably going to be for a month and, like, just, like, probably stop after that, too. Now it's like, okay, we're fitness nerds. That's happening. So.
You know what I like mm-hmm. about it that you mentioned too is that it really has to be easy to use and it doesn't have to be complicated. You know, I think that I've tried to use so many different systems and ultimately I got to a point where right now where I'm at in my food journey is not eating out. my problem is eating out, eating the processed foods. And my other aspect that I have to do is stay away from dairy most of the time because I have some hormonal imbalances that don't react well to dairy. Also, I have to avoid soy, which is sad because there's so many yummy soy things, but it's a hormone disruptor for me and I'm very sensitive to that. So the changes that I've made have been to actually start cooking my own damn food, which has been an awesome thing. And the one thing that I've done just to, and I didn't really realize what I was doing, but I take a picture every time I plate my dinner now when I make a new recipe. And then I didn't realize it, but then when I went back and I posted them on Facebook, but when I went back, I realized, like, oh my God, I have like 28 pictures of meals that I cooked for myself that were healthy and delicious. And it was this moment of, I can look back and say, oh my God, like, I did this for myself. Like, that is so, like, empowering to go back and look at that. And so being able to track something in an app like you guys are, it has to feel really good to see that data and be able to see what you've done, to be able to say, oh my gosh, like, how many perfect weeks have I had? Mm-hmm. I love that. That's, mm-hmm. you know, a great system. Now, my system is kind of simple right now, which is take a picture of my food. but you know what? For right now, it's me focusing on taking that picture when I'm eating that right portion and it's something yummy.
Right. No, absolutely. And there is a reward in, like, you know, being able to look back at your data and, like, you know, and it's an accomplishment that builds upon itself. You know, there have been days where, like, you know, for example, just like I didn't want to work out, and, you know, but I look at the, you know, the activity app on my phone and going, but I have all these perfect days and I don't want to ruin my streak, you know?
So yeah.
It becomes kind of like, you know, well, I don't want to fail today. As you know, some, you know, when, and on your low days, that's pretty much what it is. You know, you just kind of, you want to keep it going because you know that if you do break it, well, now you're looking at like, now I have so much ground to, like, you know, make up again, like, you know, to get back on that track. Even if it is just you're missing a day, you're like, you're, you know, you're no longer going to see those, like, you know, longest movement streak awards or anything like that, you know? So.
I love that. So tell me a little bit about, tell us a little bit about Life Soldier. Where did this come from? What is it? Just, yeah, I sure. see this hashtag Life Soldier all over my Facebook, which is fine because I love it.
Yeah, no, it's, so several years ago when I first started doing like music and whatnot, I realized how out of shape I really was. I mean, of course I could look in the mirror and go, yeah, you're fat, but it was not often that I tried to do things that I physically couldn't do very well. Cause I never, like, you know, went out to, like, you know, at 400 plus pounds, like tried to go, you know, do sports. I mean, who would do that? So.
Yeah. But it's like the little things, like for me, when I was at my heaviest, a couple years back, or maybe about a year and a half back, when I was at my heaviest, there was that point where I was like, wow, I really can't stand for very long. Or it's that kind of stuff that you're realizing at that point, and you're like, oh, this is like, not only am I, yes, I know I'm fat, but also, God, I can't do things.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, but for me, I mean, and I also have a vain streak, you know, vanity streak. I mean, there's no hiding that, but being on stage and just being completely winded and, you know, just, you know, to a sense, I'm embarrassing myself a little bit. I mean, even though, like, you know, the crowd was like going, yeah, this is great, I knew that it wasn't my best, and that really kind of hurt me inside. And so that was when I realized, okay, I need to start doing stuff to get myself in condition to be able to do this. Cause being on stage, I mean, even if it's just a 15-minute set, I mean, it takes a lot of endurance to get through that. So that was kind of what it started as, you know, just me wanting to get in shape so I could do my stage performances and be proud of them. And the more I realized that, you know, how much music mattered to me, cause I had lost sight of that for a long time. It was really like I was, you know, fighting for that portion of my life to be, you know, back in it. And so, you know, I was like, okay, well, I want to give this a label so I can track my progress and things like that. You know, things that I can click a hashtag and go back and see, like, you know, where I started and, you know, give myself that motivation for days that I, you know, that I need it. And I still do that. I click the Live Soldier hashtag just to kind of look at my earlier posts, going, you know, where I started, and it reminds me of how far I've come. Other people started seeing that hashtag and going, hey, can I use this? You know, your posts are like really inspirational for me, and I was like, yeah, go ahead, by all means. I mean, it's not anything I have a copyright over, that's for sure. So. And then that kind of turned into, okay, well, you know, there are enough people that are looking at my hashtag, you know, Life Soldier, going, hey, how do I get involved in that? And I was like, okay, well, maybe we should make a Facebook group. So I did that, and we've got a small number of people that have now signed up for that, that are now also on their own fitness journeys. And, so it's kind of just become this, you know, not a big movement, but certainly enough people, that have looked to me for like coaching and stuff as well. That's like, you know, it's like, all right, well, we'll make this a thing.
I love it. And, you know, you being Italian, obviously, and enjoying cooking and whatnot, I do enjoy the Chef Rambo's Kitchen. Is yes. Enjoyable.
That's fun. I'm the camera person making snarky remarks off out of
range. I do love that. So one of the things I've really been enjoying are just how open and unabashed about sharing your journey you guys have been. And
yeah,
I think
no, shame.
No, I see, me neither, and I love it. And I think that that's something that I wish there was more of that out there in the world. So I love that you guys are putting that out there. Just because, like, the fact, Ryan, that you could just say what weight you were, there's like those people that were like, oh, I was really heavy, and they'll, like, you know, the fact that you can just be like, look, I was this weight and I was not happy. So
I'll say it. I was somewhere over 270 when the year began, and today I weighed in at 250.8.
That's incredible.
I'll say it. I am not afraid of the number. I weighed in at 250.8 pounds.
Yeah.
Today.
The same note. I mean, that's we don't know how bad it got for me, but I mean, I was definitely over 430 pounds. And yeah. I mean, it got to the point. What really also sparked this? I mean, and you know, from not being embarrassed about things. I mean, I had a hard time wiping myself. I mean seriously. You know, it was like, okay, there's a line here that we do not want to cross.
Yeah, and that was me. That was me about a year and 4 months ago. Actually, about a year and a half ago, I weighed in at the heaviest I'd ever been, which was 360. And I only know that because my scale ended at 350, and I had to buy a different scale so I could weigh in and figure out how much I weighed.
Right.
And when I realized that, that was that moment of, wow, okay, you know, or I, this is where it's that moment of there needs to be a change. And, you know, it takes a lot of courage to recognize that need. It takes a lot of guts to do it. And, you know, I'm so glad you guys have each other for support. I think that's a big aspect of it too.
It is.
I know that one of the things that I have a hard time with is other people getting involved in my journey in a negative way. Like, it's funny, sure. When you're like, you start doing something, right? So about a year and a half ago, I started eating paleo, and I started doing that because, again, not as if the fad gluten-free stuff, just because I have hormone issues that react better to a paleo diet. Like, my hormone issues say I shouldn't eat soy, I shouldn't eat dairy, and I should minimize carbs and high protein. Okay, so basically I should eat paleo. So it's great for me though, because there's so many great like paleo Pinterest boards where I could find recipes, because everybody's all into it for whatever, and people are like, oh, so you're eating like a caveman. And I'm like, right. No, it's dumb. I'm just eating better.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Cavemen $8.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. Like, it's. I'm aware that I'm not actually eating like a caveman. I think paleo is a stupid name for it. But I think at the end of the day, the one thing that I found really interesting was that at first people were like, oh, you're looking really great, you're losing weight. And I have. I did lose about 30 pounds, and I've kept that off. I haven't lost beyond that, but I have kept that off. And through the craziness of, you know, my listeners know I'm going through a divorce. That's crazy. And, you know, all that, not gaining is a victory for me. But
keeping it off is the key. Is people bounce. Yeah. And
And then people get really, the one thing I've noticed is that people are very supportive. And then all of a sudden you get these like, are you sure that that's really a healthy diet?
Yeah.
Are you sure that you're eating enough? And it's like, I start to wonder, okay, is this them just reflecting on them? Or like, where did that positivity go?
Well, to be honest, I mean, there are some valid health concerns in not eating enough. I mean, because I mean, you know, it's a very common misconception, like, you know, that if you starve yourself, you lose weight. And that's not the case. I mean, in a lot of times, if you do starve yourself, you will actually gain weight because your body goes into that mode of conserving fat. From a science point of view, I mean, there is a valid, you know, reason to raise that concern. But you're right. A lot of people do it in a very judgmental way. Like, you know, you're not doing the right thing. And it's a matter, the statement itself, I don't think is negative. It's where it comes from that you kind of have to analyze.
Absolutely. Yeah. I definitely see where you're coming from there. It's one of those things where I find that journeys, again, I like the word journey. That's kind of what I've been using.
Who doesn't love journey, right?
Yeah, it sounds good. It sounds, I'm going on an epic adventure in my fucking life. Exactly. It's one of those things that, you know, when you're on that journey, it just feels good to share it. Are you guys really feeling that vibe to help motivate you? The sharing of it being an aspect of your success now?
Again, my vanity. Yeah, yes.
My vanity. That's true.
I always like to do I do at least a weekly check-in on Facebook where I'm talking about my journey. And it's not always like good news. Sometimes it's, I went up 2 pounds, or I'm plateauing and I'm frustrated, but I'm not giving up. And it always excites me, like the number of like likes and reactions that I get. And every once in a while I'll get comments too, but it's like, this person only actually likes anything I say when it's about fitness. And, you know, I appreciate the support there, dude. Keep on it, you know, sharing the journey. I'm sorry, what was the original question?
Yeah, just how it feels to share it. Like, is that an aspect that you feel is helping you be successful, to be sharing it?
Oh, definitely. Like, I scaled back how much I was sharing, because when I did my first month, I was, like, doing an update every single day. And now I do it about once a week, just because I felt like I was going to get on people's nerves. But, yeah, it's been good. Like, I look forward to like what on that seventh day, because the week, as far as the watch is concerned, runs Monday through Sunday. So I get excited on Sunday. It's like, yes, I finally closed my rings. Now I can post about my perfect week, you know? And yeah, it's an exciting part of it. That's fun for me, because we are fitness nerds now, apparently.
That's awesome. I know, you never thought you'd be there, right?
Yeah, I know. And also, I mean, the other side of it is that as you go further into your journey and some of these things become repetitive, they're just part of your life, you don't tend to think of them so much as accomplishments anymore. So the novelty of sharing those things also kind of, you know, wears off. So I try to limit my sharing to like, you know, marks of actual progress, not of like, you know, hey, I did my workout again today, because, well, now doing my workout again today is so routine that it's like, hey, I remember to breathe, you know?
Did you ever think you'd get to a point in your life? I mean, coming from Rambo and I were the two, I'm sorry, I call you Rambo. Josh and I were the two that weren't allowed to sit in Stefan Brando's chairs except for one. So when we were both at the house, I was always like, oh, because the chairs had a 300-pound weight limit, and so there was a chair for the fat people.
Yep.
And like, there's that thing where it's like, I think, I never thought in my life I'd be cooking my own food like this. I was always like, oh, I suck at cooking. I don't like it. It sucks. And now I'm nourishing my own body with these amazing, healthy meals, and it's just such a level of self-care and a thing that I'm like, oh, I like cooking now. I didn't know I liked cooking.
And one of the reasons I started live streaming my cooking and stuff, because I realized that there were enough people out there that felt that cooking from home meant that you had to, like, you know, spend a lot of money at the grocery store, that you had to, like, you know, that it was a very time-consuming thing to do, When in fact, there's a lot of very simple recipes that you can do in 30 minutes and just be good.
Most of my recipes are, I am chopping and 30 minutes later it's on a plate. And then I have it set up where my dinners, I have two portions with every recipe. And I plate my food so it looks nice for me to eat. And then sure. I have my Tupperware right there for me to take it for work the next day. So I get to enjoy yummy food the next day. Actually, one of the biggest reasons I kind of got into cooking is, Nine's a bit of a cooking nerd. And I say a bit.
Okay. Maybe a lot. And I think it's probably the thing that has at least kept me somewhat in check. I mean, I am overweight, but I really do love to cook. And I teach my kids to cook and explore new cuisines and blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
she even made me paleo jerky and then mailed it.
I did. I like Change the World of Warcraft recipe because I'm not enough of a nerd, but I made, Warcraft recipe jerky.
Nice.
And then I had to change it so it was paleo, like substitute with honey because it used brown sugar. And then I mailed it to her. And I gifted it to my comic book store guy because he was awesome. Excited when I got the cookbook.
Yeah. She actually made, the World of Warcraft cookbook was actually really cool. I was so glad you did that stuff. You know, I think that, one of the things that, and one of the reasons why we wanted to have this conversation is, like I said, Nine and I, we went and we joked a lot about the different diets and the different things that we're doing, but we just wanted to make sure, our listeners hear the positive side of things, okay, these are the silly things we kind of poke fun of because we're so desperate that we want to lose weight, but sharing that positive journey and just what you guys have been sharing out there in the world, especially as a couple, I think it's really awesome to watch that journey for you guys as, you're recently married. I mean, it's been, watching your journey has been really awesome. And I hope that you guys continue to share. And I love the Facebook Live videos. I really like because you tend to just be there real talk, it's no pretense, no any of that. It's just, we're real people because a lot of times when you read or watch, you watch something that's talking about a diet or a healthy living regimen, or you're reading a website or reading a book. It's just all of this. Well, then you do this and then you do that. And it's like, this isn't real. Life is real.
A lot of those fads, they come from people that want to be sounding like they're smarter than everybody else. And so they think that they have to come up with this special niche thing that no one has ever thought of before, to lose weight. And I'm like, that's not how you get healthy. I mean, yeah, you might accidentally do some healthy things while on that journey, but, realistically, it's about, burning more than you take in. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Yep.
Calorie counting in general, like what we're doing, tracking with the Lose It application or anything, specifically calorie counties is a BS science. I don't know if you know this or not, but like nutrition labels that are at the grocery store and whatnot on your foods, they have a 25% margin of error. It's 25.
Is Steven at 20? Anyway, so, even at 20, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, no, there's a huge margin of error that they allow for legally. Now that's not even counting products that are actually off by more. That they just haven't been tested.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So yeah, there was a study that was done. They throw food into a big calorimeter. It's a big machine that they blend all the food into and basically put into this machine. And one of the things that came up the worst offender was this vegan sandwich thing that said it was only that said it was 250 calories and it came out actually being 500.
It was ridiculous. But in that same test, apparently Chipotle did really well. They were actually very close to what they said they would be.
You know what the funny thing is? When I'm eating paleo, Chipotle, when I do eat out, is where I go because it's the one place where I can be like, I want that. No rice, no beans. Okay, I want double meat. I want my lettuce. I want my no sour cream, no cheese. But I can go through, but yes, guac. And I love the fact that I can actually... When I do eat out and I want to just get a quick eat out, that is one of my favorite places because it's so easy to to be able to stick with what I'm doing. And I do have, like, you know, the metabolism thing is important. You know, my personal journey, I'm 5 days on paleo, 2 days off. And part of the reason for that, my nutrition coach that I worked with, who did a lot of research into my particular health issues, found that it really it's ideal for me to actually be off for a day or two. It eventually I'll get down to 6-1, but I have to have that quote unquote cheat day where I eat other things to keep my metabolism from going into starvation mode, because my metabolism barely runs as it is. And right. then it's like, right. if I continue to eat like that regularly, my body is like, you're supposed to make babies and you're starving. And I'm like, no, neither of those things are happening right now. Can you please stop being a dick?
Right.
Well, and I had issues with simple calorie reduction where I became anemic but wasn't losing. And I had to talk to a doctor and, you know, watching nutrition overall and carb counting was a much more healthy, effective way for me to lose weight than calorie reduction.
Exactly. And that, I like the fact that you mentioned the doctor. They do, in fact, go to school for a long time to know what they are talking about. So that random...
And most of them do.
Yeah, and that random a-hole on the internet that made a website that looks flashy... probably not as well researched as the doctor.
Right.
Yeah, so I do always recommend that.
One thing I do want to bring up with the whole calorie counting thing is that, I mean, while yes, it's not an exact science by any means. I mean, we don't know for sure if we're going over or going under or anything like that. We're generally way under, I'm sure, just because we're usually like 1,000 calories by the application we use. But it does promote, like, you know, exercise, you know, it does promote being mindful of what you're eating. And those are all healthy habits that lead to weight loss.
I like the fact that you call them habits. So one of the things that I like that you mentioned is habits. That's a big thing is that, you know, it takes a while to establish a habit. So you can't just dive in and change everything at once. You can't take the Mac 10 to your entire life and be like, pop, 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 I'm changing all these things. You know, you have to take that moment to say, okay, I need to take this piece and focus on this piece. And I found that in my journey, that has been much more effective than trying to change so many things at once. Like, for example, I started with, God, I'm drinking a bunch of bullshit and not actual water. I'm going to go back to drinking water again. I'm going to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day. I'm going to make sure I'm going to my doctor's appointments. I'm going to make sure I'm taking my medications every day. I'm going to make sure that those become habits. And then a few weeks later, I add the next thing and then the next thing and then the next thing. And then it eventually becomes, you know, a consistent habit. And then, like you said, it's a thing that becomes as... your fitness has become an accepted part of your day, an accepted part of your life. It's not anymore a thing that, you know, you have to specifically prepare for and put effort into contemplating doing, you know, it's just like, oh, this is the thing I do now.
Right. Yeah. And that's a big part of it. Absolutely.
So Nine, what sparked you? With your journey? Cause I know you said, you know, you tend to eat pretty well just because you like to cook. Is the adventure back to the gym, is that you kickstarting your moving more?
It is. And like baby steps with Pokemon Go now that the weather is improving. Like,
yes, I love Pokemon Go.
Yeah, it's really good motivation. And I've stayed in touch, you know, over the winter. We've got a Facebook group for our local Team Mystic. And it's like, you know, who's going to go to the park? And I'm kind of trying to, you know, push it. People have gotten in the habit of slowly driving around to hit all the stops. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no. Can we get out and walk? Please. Somebody can walk with me. While we still, before it gets so hot, you can't breathe here, which is the rest of the summer.
Right.
Here in North Carolina. So that's very difficult. But I can, like, I went to the gym, you know, twice last week and twice the week before, and that's more than I basically didn't go for about 3 months, and it's hard to get back in the habit and back into going every other day, which is where I want to get back to. So
yeah,
and get my husband to start going. It was the weirdest thing. I am not generally a competitive person, but for some reason when he started going, and he is like a, he's got an addictive personality, and going to the gym became like that kind of thing for him. Mm-hmm. He was just, he felt good and wanted to do it more. And it helped me keep going more often. It just kind of flipped the switch, like just, well, he went, I can do it too. It's more positive reinforcement. But then back, we had a huge setback back in January where everybody got really sick. Like we had flus and we had bronchitis and I had ear infections and like one thing after another. And, you know, both of us stopped going. So I'm just trying to kickstart that now with the spring.
Good.
I love it. I love it. All right. So I am so glad you guys have been sharing your successes. I definitely will continue to follow your what you guys are sharing. I really love it. It's been like a thing I've been secretly lurking in. And then I know last week I finally was like, okay, I am here. Like I am actually here for once. I'm going to actually say something. So I'm so glad you guys are being open about it, sharing it. And now I hope you guys are well marinated because you're about to get grilled.
Okay.
Oh my. Indeed. So I'm going to, let's see, I'm going to grill Ryan first and then Josh second. So these are rapid fire questions. So first thing that comes to your mind, there's no wrong answer.
Okay.
Here we go. All right, Ryan, what is your favorite color?
Red.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
At what point?
When you were 10.
When I was 10. Shoot. I think at 10, I was either an architect or a lawyer at 10, I think.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. If you could choose to stay a certain age forever, what age would it be?
25.
Okay. What was the first thing you remember buying with your own money?
Do gift cards count?
Sure.
Backstreet Boys Millennium.
If you were reincarnated as an animal, what animal do you think it would be?
I'd probably be a small to mid-sized dog of some kind.
Aw. And what's your favorite song right now? What's like your jam?
Favorite song.
Like what do you...
Probably, okay, so one of them, because I never have just one. One of them is probably Only Human by Rag and Bone Man.
Oh. And if you were immortal for a day, what crazy thing would you go do?
I think if I were immortal, I would... Well, there's two things I'd want to do. I would want to go skydiving, and I'd want to eat poisonous mushrooms just to see what they taste like.
That's good. Oh, well done. Well, maybe you're not well done. Maybe you're a medium rare. I don't know what your preference is.
I'll be more medium
okay.
rare. Now, my husband's somewhere in medium right now, which is why he's still recovering from a sunburn. So I'll call him.
Well done. All right, Josh.
All right.
All right. What's your favorite jam right now?
Favorite jam right now would probably be Hail to the Chief. Or not Hail to the Chief. What is it?
Long live the Chief.
I keep calling it Hail to the Chief. That's the presidential theme.
Yeah, it was like...
No, Long Live the Chief. Jordana, definitely.
Awesome.
Yeah, if you saw Luke Cage, that's what it was from. I'm gonna butt
out. Oh, no, you're fine. I love you guys as a married couple. It's so adorable. All right, Josh, favorite color?
Black.
And favorite outdoor activity?
Ooh.
I know.
I'm gonna go with boxing.
Okay.
That's if my you could outdoor routine right now.
If you could choose to stay a certain age forever, what age would it be?
23.
All right. What was the first thing you remember buying with your own money?
That would be, yeah, probably a CD. And I think my first one that I bought. No, it was a tape. That's right. Candyman, rapper, Knockin' the Boots.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah. That was my jam when I was like in sixth grade.
Oh my god. Okay. Who should play you in the movie of your life story?
Ooh. Man. Terrible, I want to say John Candy, but he's dead. Oh.
That's so funny, actually. No, that's the answer. You're good.
Okay.
We would bring him back to life. It's fine.
That's right. Good.
And what would you name the if there was an autobiographical film, what would it be called?
Rambo, Fighting for Your Life.
Nice. And who would write the soundtrack to that movie?
I would.
That's right. I knew you were going to answer that way. So I was like, I have to finish with this question because I knew you would say that. Awesome. Well, you are definitely medium. I'd say medium. Well done. Okay. You have both successfully been grilled. So well done.
Good deal.
Or medium. All right, grills and grill. Oh, no, don't ruin it. Gross. Oh, gosh. All right, grills and grill friends. What's on deck for you guys? What are you guys most anticipating right now? Amber, what's up for you?
Well, D&D tonight, so yes. That will be wonderful, and American Gods, woo-hoo-hoo, I'm so into it. I think I will get some exercise today. Maybe I should put my watch on so it tracks it, but I'm going to drag my children and my husband to the car washing place, and we're going to vacuum out and wash all the vehicles. That to me is a good Mother's Day gift. I told my husband that, and I always thought, like, I'm always the only one who does this, who vacuums out the vehicles. I didn't realize I was actually always the only one until he said, where do I go to do that?
What?
So, what?
Aww.
How did I let this happen? But the kids have done it with me, and it's, you know, it's kind of fun to get out there, and it's a beautiful day, and crawl around and hand the vacuum hose back and forth to use as few quarters as possible. And then I printed out the online print and play free version of Secret Hitler, and I'm going to make my kids and my husband play Secret Hitler with me.
Happy Mommy's Day to one of my favorite nerd moms on the planet.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Ryan, what are you looking forward to? That's awesome. I love it. And Josh, what about you? What's on deck?
Well, I'm excited about my album release. I'm still waiting to get that back from my producer, being mixed and mastered and whatnot. But I'm definitely looking forward to that. Hopefully in time to do like a live show for my birthday. That would be like, you know, that's like the cash cow for musicians, is to perform on your birthday so everybody feels obligated to show up for your birthday. It's true. And also I'm launching this whole online personality thing. We're still trying to find a name for it. I've contemplated Rambo Dash because that has come up in the past.
Oh my god!
That's pretty adorable.
Yeah, I'm just not sure if I'm going to get sued by Hasbro for it.
Yeah. And offline, I'm definitely going to send you a link to some of my favorite Twitch cooking streamers because they stream on Twitch Creative, and I'm hoping to see you guys consider the Twitch option. Hint, 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 hint.
Yeah, no, it'll definitely happen. It's just a matter of how we're going to market it and whatnot, and get it all put together.
I love it. That's awesome. I'm glad you'll continue to share and get that stuff going in a place where more can find it. And gosh, what have I been up to? Or what am I going to be up to? So I've got D&D tonight. I get to play my Yeah, we're like level 2 now, so we don't die to house cats. Now we just die to neighborhood dogs.
Good.
So that'll be a fun journey this afternoon. But I also have an orientation workout. So last year, what really worked for me was I started going to a group, or well, there's a company here in town that has several classes that are 3 days a week called Brown's Boot Camp. And it was like a team environment, and my ass was out there doing bear crawls. I did not think I could do a fucking bear crawl, but I did some fucking bear crawls. I fucking hate them, but I was a badass, and I loved it. And it felt so good, and it felt like it was this team environment, and you had a coach, and there was just so much to it. Like, at the end of our workout, we would get together, and there was kind of like a moment to kind of talk about something mentally. So it was like it was kind of all encompassing, and their thing is 80% nutrition, 20% exercise. Like, that's the thing, 80-20, is that exercise is really only 20%. What you're putting in your body is 80%. There has to be that both. But anyway, I really loved it. The problem is I can't go because they don't have any classes that work with my work schedule. So I had to stop going, and that was really hard for me. So anyway, today I found another group that somebody I know of from the game store that I've been hanging out at. They go to this other group that has similar classes and whatnot that appears to have a schedule that might work better for me. So I'm going to go to that orientation today. So hopefully I go to the orientation. I like what I hear. And hopefully that'll be how I'm going to get my workouts, because I don't do the gym. I just won't go. I just know myself. I just won't. I just don't like it. Don't like it. Anyway, so that's what I have going on. Looking forward to kicking off, hopefully, my fitness aspect of things for myself. So I just want to give a shout out again to our patrons. You guys rock. You guys are what makes it so that Ember and I can continue to have this podcast be self-supported. And you can become a patron at www.patreon.com/grills. And don't forget, one of the perks that you get as a patron, you become a patron at any level, even if it's a buck a month, you get your podcast episodes 1 to 2 days early from when we release them on iTunes and everywhere else where you can find podcasts. So that's our love for you, is that, hey, you get that stuff early, and you get to be on our Slack where you can have a direct line and give us things to put into the show, which has been happening more and more and more and more. So become a patron. We love you. Yay, patrons. All right, Nine.
Yay, patrons, and yay, iTunes reviewers, feedback. Stop on in there and give us a good 5-star review, say nice things. We really appreciate it, and that's totally free, and it really does help us out. You can also always email us, Jen mentioned earlier, geekgrills@gmail.com. We also have a phone number. You can leave us a message. Listen to the end. The number's in our outro.
In our end of the show grill drill.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. All right. So where can we find all you crazy people on the interwebs? Ryan, where can people find you?
All right. So two places that I would say people can find me as far as publicly goes, because I love Facebook, but I really want to keep it to friends at this point.
Sure.
But I am on Twitter at Ryan on the go. And that's Ryan with two N's, Ryan on the go. And I'm also on Instagram as Ryan Rambo.
Awesome. Yeah, I think that's great. And Josh, where can people find you?
For my music stuff, it's facebook.com/morphicmusic, M-O-R-F-I-C music. Web is the same. I have morphicmusic.com, M-O-R-F-I-C music.com. Personal stuff, if you want to just want to follow the life soldier hashtag, it's just hashtag life soldier, all one word. Fitness group is Life Soldiers with an S on the end. I most of my Facebook stuff that I do is all public. I don't really friends filter anything because I, again, have no shame. If you want to send me a friend request, follow me, whatever, joshua.rambo.
And it sounds like pretty soon, as you guys establish your channel or figure out where you're going to be doing your cooking streams, we'll make sure to add you to the Girlfriends page. So keep up to date with the Geek Girls, and we will make sure to let you know where to find these lovely folk once they've established more of their internet mayhem. So, Ember, where can everybody find you?
I can be found at 9of12, that's NINEOF12, on Twitter and Twitch. And you can also hear me on the Part-Time Gamers podcast.
I am at The Jen Says on Twitter, streaming at Twitch, on twitch.tv/TheJenPlays. And also on The Jen Says podcast, which is also streamed on Twitch on Saturdays. Woohoo! Oh my gosh, thanks for listening, everyone. Good game. Good game.
Cool.
Good game.
Good game.
GG.
All the GGs. Yes. Thank you. Bye.
If you enjoyed the show and have the quill skill to shriek speech, leave us a 5-star unique critique on iTunes or thrill us with the size of your handbill by spilling goodwill into our tills at patreon.com/grills. We can also be found windmilling around Facebook and YouTube at facebook.com/geekgrills and youtube.com/geekgrills, where we like to chill. Tweet your siren songs where the throngs belong on Twitter at geekgrills, where we're dressed to kill. For more info on the show, though, go to geekgrills.com, where you can find previous episodes, show notes, and current contest information. Send us your psalms and qualms to geekgrills@gmail.com or give us a ring at 508-474-5577, where we can hear your lovely voice sing the zing thing. Thanks for listening.